I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. Yet another big corporate fraud indictment today, this time for the former CEO of the telecommunications company MCI. This was known for a while as WorldCom. Attorney General John Ashcroft is scheduled to give details in a news conference a few minutes from now. In the meantime, we go to Tess Viglin. She's joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles. Tess, what do we know so far about these charges? This executive is Bernard Ebbers. Is he going to face a criminal indictment?
Yes, in fact, he has been indicted on a raft of federal criminal charges, securities fraud and conspiracy, and filing false reports with the Securities and Exchange Commission. The indictment apparently is almost identical to the one filed several months ago against Ebbers' number two man at WorldCom, the CFO, Scott Sullivan. Sullivan himself settled charges with the SEC this morning and pleaded guilty to three counts of fraud, conspiracy, and filing false reports. And he told a judge that he has agreed to a deal with federal prosecutors and he will testify against Ebbers.
Sounds like a pattern familiar from Enron, get a plea agreement from a lower-level employee and then go after the boss.
Exactly, yeah. The CFO of Enron, Andrew Fastow, cut a deal in January, and a few weeks later we found out that former CEO Jeff Skilling was indicted. And it doesn't mean that these lower-level execs aren't punished. Fastow got jail time and huge fines. Sullivan probably will, too. The charges against him carry a potential prison term of 25 years.
Just remind us about the details in this WorldCom case. This was another accounting scandal like Enron and Adelphia.
Right, exactly. WorldCom started to unravel about 2 years ago, early 2002. It was right after Enron imploded. We started to see a whole series of accounting scandals unfolding across corporate America. In June of that year, the company announced a $4 billion accounting irregularity, as we were calling it back then. Eventually, that $4 billion turned into $11 billion. After several more earnings restatements, that made it the biggest corporate fraud in U.S. history, bigger than Enron, bigger than Adelphia, bigger than Tyco. And the charges here are basically that they cooked the books. They said the company had money that it simply didn't have.
It's in bankruptcy, isn't it?
It is, yeah. The company filed for Chapter 11 in July 2002, about a month after they disclosed these earnings problems. It's still waiting to emerge, and of course, last year it changed its name to MCI. That's the name of the company that WorldCom bought previously on its way to becoming this huge telecommunications giant. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're watching the jobs issue in the battleground states on this Super Tuesday.
Tess Viglin, thank you very much. Tess Viglin of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.